1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Attorney General Merrick Garland appoints Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings.
This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests.
CBS's Catherine Herridge with more on the investigation of President Biden's son.
It's an extraordinary development considering where the two parties were 2 weeks ago to wrap up this years-long case, now to the appointment of a special counsel that will have these broad authorities, most importantly, to continue this ongoing investigation.
The federal judge overseeing the election conspiracy case against former President Trump has imposed limits on what evidence can be released to the public. Law professor Lori Levinson.
The judge did decide with the government that things like grand jury materials and other sensitive information would have to remain confidential, or at least only used by a limited number of the defense team.
The death toll from the wildfires in Maui has risen to 55, and many more remain missing. This resident describes how the fire spread in his neighborhood.
Well, the gas tanks blew up, so everybody had to back out. The gas tanks going off, and that set the next house on fire.
Red Cross volunteers are pitching in.
The Red Cross of Northern California has assigned nearly two dozen people to Hawaii to help out with the worst natural disaster in that state's history.
This is going to be a huge operation. It's going to go on for a while.
Red Cross spokesperson Jenny Arrieta says their number one objective is providing shelter.
So we have thousands of people that have been displaced. We also have a lot of tourists that have been displaced or trying to get back home. So our priority is making sure those people have a safe place to stay.
Evacuation centers are being set up at schools, churches, and convention centers. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The second and third days of school were canceled in Louisville, Kentucky after a disastrous overhaul of the transportation system. Some kids didn't get home until 10 p.m. on opening day. Marty Polio is the Louisville school superintendent.
Quite candidly, we should have anticipated those problems better than what we did, and we did not do that. And once again, I say that's on me.
The school system made changes because of a shortage of bus drivers. An environmental disaster may have been averted off the coast of Yemen.
The UN says more than a million barrels of oil have been transferred from an aging tanker off the coast of Yemen. An international team was part of the effort to siphon off the oil, which is now on another tanker. For years, experts have warned about a possible spill or even an explosion.
CBS's Cammy McCormick. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 100 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents...
Mmm.
That's the sound of someone seeing the DQ $7 meal deal.
Mmm.
And that's the sound of someone deciding if they want the original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips with their $7 meal deal.
Mmm.
And that's the sound of someone digging into their choice of original cheeseburger or three-piece chicken strips, plus regular fries, a drink, and a sundae. Sounds pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grab the full-size $7 meal deal only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, August 14th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Wood County Veterans Service Commission will meet at 10. The Wisconsin Rapids Park and Recreations Commission will meet at 4. The North Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids School District regular Board of Education meeting will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Board of Water and Sewerage Commissioners will meet at noon, the Airport Commission at 12:30, the Portage County Finance Committee will meet at 5, the Public Policy and General Government meeting at 6, the Board of Public Works at 6:05, the Personnel Committee at 6:15, and the Finance Committee at 6:25. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2, and the Health and Human Services meeting is at 4. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 59, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 11th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And part two at 3:30 today, we are going to welcome in John and Christina of the Wisconsin Rapids Red Hawks Baseball Club. Big thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, Visitors Bureau. We appreciate them setting that up. Right now in studio, we have some members from Love, Inc. We're going to talk a little bit about the Junk Electronics Drop-Off event coming up, along with the thrift store. First up, we have Pastor Eric Hambrook with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, I should say. But I'm getting used to
that's,
it.
That's all right. We'll play along. It's radio.
Yes, well done. Thank you very much for being here, sir. Appreciate the time. And our good friend Jan Fisher is here. Jan, good to see you again.
Thank you for inviting us in.
Thanks for being here. I'd like to start out thanking both of you for the work that Love, Inc. does in our community. Greatly appreciate it. It's so felt, and this community has felt the presence of Love, Inc. since they've really started in this area. And we're going to get more into that with Jan and the thrift store a little bit. But event coming up this weekend that I don't know if this is the first one or if it's one of many, but it's a great idea. And it really speaks to me a lot of what Love, Inc. is up to. So I want to get into that, too. But I can't miss this opportunity, sir. You are new to Love, Inc. You are new to our community, possibly. Let's find out a little bit about you, Pastor, if you don't mind.
I'm not really new to the community. I live over in Washera County.
Okay.
So I'm from Hancock.
Right on.
So it's a nice drive to get over here. Good time to clear my mind before I get into work.
Sure.
So it's a good 40 minutes
just
to get in. But, I'm nearby.
Excellent.
New to the executive director position mm-hmm. here at Love, Inc., and it's been a blast so far.
Yeah.
I get to work with people like Jan,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to snicker at that point. And the whole staff and so forth that we have over there has been great. They've been very warming, helping me get into the position.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how much experience.
Yeah,
that you bring into something. Every time you start something new,
mm-hmm.
there's always help in the transitioning that you need. Staff has been great with that. So I would start rattling off names, but I'll forget somebody and then I'll offend somebody. So
smart.
We don't want to do that.
This man's done this before. He knows what he's doing. That's really helpful.
Yeah.
What brought you to Love, Inc.? What made you want to take this position?
Exactly that. My whole past all my experiences put together, actually, when I looked at the listing for the job, was my past.
Mm-hmm.
Is all the different kinds of stuff that I have done and have quite a bit of experience in. And as I am Pastor Eric, a lot of the position is like pastoring.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very close to doing the same thing. So as being a pastor, you're an executive director of your church.
Mm.
You deal with fundraising. You deal with ministry. You deal with volunteers.
Mm.
It's all the same thing. And I am still currently pastoring. I'm doing a church plant. We hope to get into the Portage County area, but we're still renting locations and finding ourselves and doing that kind of thing. But it's the skill set.
You mentioned a church plant. For those that may not know what that is, what is that specifically?
A church plant is starting a new church, planting it. And so hence that's why it's given the name. And so we are starting a brand new church and hoping to get into, we got our eye on a piece of property we would really like to get a hold of and develop. But we'll just have to wait and see how things work out with that. Yeah. But we're praying hard about it, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a connection. So that helps. I had to make that joke.
Thank you. It was a good one. It was there.
When it comes to the junk electronics drop-off coming up Saturday, August 19th, this is taking place at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in their parking lot. And a big thank you to them for hosting this
event.
They do a nice job with hosting many events in our community. It's at 160 A Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll go from 9 to 1. Should people know right away about this event as far as items and that goes?
Okay. First off, I want to put out there that it is a fundraiser for Love, Inc., and the way that we raise funds is based on the poundage. So the more that we take in, the better the fundraiser goes. So please, folks, share it around. What we're looking for, there's actually a couple of different things that we can take. Number one, it's electronics. The particular company that's doing this, I actually worked for them, and I knew that there's not... that this is void in this area. Mm-hmm. I was a compliance officer there for 3 years.
Okay.
And so I asked if they could come up into the area. They are registered with DNR to do this kind of recycling. Mm. So they're certified for e-recycling for it. And so they have grants that is provided by DNR in order to pick this stuff up. That's the only way that they're able to do it for free because somebody else is paying for it. Most people would probably recognize that it's like, well, nobody else can do this for free. It costs. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely true. If you were to drop it off at their location in Brookfield, they would have to charge you for it. But because of the special circumstances, they have a grant from DNR. So anything that has a digital plate in it, so we're talking about computers, telephone or cell phones, we're talking about printers, copiers, anything that has that digital board in it, you can drop it off. Anything. So there may be things I'm not thinking about, but you take a look at it and you go, oh, well, there's a digital board in this. Yep, we would take it. As a very bad example, your recording board right here.
It has
a digital board in it. So we would take something like that. But also, this company started by doing batteries. They will take any battery that you have, car battery, lithium battery. They're certified to take lithium batteries, special certification in order to do that because lithium batteries causes fires.
Yeah.
And so we're certified to take that. So any kind of batteries for your cordless drill, saws, those type of lithium batteries, NiCad batteries, alkaline batteries, there are batteries that they take that people don't even know exist. Anything in a bad form of a battery, they will take it and recycle it for you. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yes, one other thing, I want to be careful here, but to make sure if it has an electric motor in it, so fans, some car parts that are wired as electric motors, alternators, things like that, they will take those kinds of items. But if it's a gas motor, no.
Okay,
nothing with a gas motor, nothing with refrigerant in it, so don't bring refrigerators, air conditioners. We'll take microwaves, though.
Okay.
So, but microwaves have digital boards in them.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
So we'll take microwaves. So hopefully that helps our listeners out to know, and they might get a little confused. So what I like to break it down to is to say if it's got a digital board or if it has a battery, we'll take it.
I see here, if you have questions, you can call Ray. If you have questions about some of this, is that the number to direct people to?
Yes, I would direct it to Ray. He will know how. Ray works for EED or, let's see, the name of the company I work for him now. So Elite Energy Distribution is the name of the company out of Brookfield. But Ray is the head of sales down there, and he's the guy that's setting this up.
If you're uncertain about an item, maybe it's a good idea to give Ray a call before bringing it down. down there and having to bring it right back because they can't take it.
Absolutely. Or they can call Love Inc. And help me, Jan, with that phone number. I'm so new, I don't have it memorized.
That's understandable. Yeah, that happens.
715-424-5683.
Oh, you're good, Jan. I got it right in front of you. Nicely done. Jan, I could have cheated. I had it in front of me. You didn't even have it in front of you. Nice work, Jan. Nice. We'll get that number out there again before we wrap up. But nicely done.
All right. Or they can call us at Love Inc. So there's the number.
Yeah. If I can piggyback off of what you said there, sir, just looking at this list, I see flat screen TVs as well, along with tube TVs. And yeah, I just want an excuse to say tube TVs. So we don't get a chance to talk about those anymore. But those are great. Servers, fax machines, household batteries, that sort of thing. One of the things that first popped in my head when I saw the flyer for this around town was laptops. So many people have laptops that are broken, they have no use for, but that's not something you could just throw in the trash. You have to be careful with those.
And actually, every one of these items are non-landfill items. Mm-hmm. And so they're almost all chargeable items that are taken here. And the ones that help people out the most are the TV items that we're mm-hmm. finding out. If you were to take a TV in, I did this many times in Brookfield. That's where the company's main warehouse is. Somebody would come in, have 16, 20 TVs, and they're not on the DNR program, so we have to charge for them. The other fellows around here will tell you the same thing. And that's the reason why there are no drop-off centers, and there is a stockpile through all of central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. There are no drop-off centers, and it has to be handled in a specific way. They can't be left out in the weather, so therefore you need a warehouse. House, that starts running into a big expense.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll take any type of TV and we will take them for free.
We're also looking for video game systems. That is another one that people certainly can have piling up in their house and everything. I'm not saying that because that's happened in mine at all.
Not at all. You haven't gone PS1, PS2.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with it? Oh, it sits over there.
Yeah. I mean, especially once your kids don't want to play it anymore. You know, they grow up and they don't want it anymore.
They're so old and outdated.
Exactly. Yeah. A great place to do that. And the other thing, and I certainly don't want this to get lost on the audience, you do this in Love Inc. and this great company EED helping us out by getting these items out of our house, and we get to help you at the same time.
Yes.
As you mentioned, all of this is going towards a fundraising.
Yes, it works by the poundage. So if people kind of want to know, everybody keeps asking, they're like, well, how are they able to do it? They sell, basically it's like being a part of commodities. Mm-hmm. So when they get the items, they take it in by weight and they look at the different markets at where they can sell them to the different recyclers. There's a couple of recyclers that are actually for digital boards and so forth that are actually here in the state. Mm-hmm. Let me take that back. There's one recycler for digital boards that is here in the state over in La Crosse. So we sell directly to them. They want our digital boards, but it works by what does the market do.
Mm-hmm.
We also take care of metals and plastics. That's by the market. So everything gets broken down and sold by the weight. I was trying to think of the other ones. TVs are what is on grant by the DNR.
Okay.
So that is kind of a break-even proposition mm-hmm. for this company. And then the other things that come in, I'm just trying to think, copper wire, we strip the wiring out of things
and we
go for the copper. Well, then we take those to the metals and go, what are those metals going for? Mm. And so we get it as it is on the market at that time.
Mm.
And then they share that profit with us.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the kind of behind the curtain. I think it's, we understand that there's certainly a profit that can be made. I love hearing the details, though. I don't think we had that normally when we do events like this. And speaking of events like this, real quick, I do want to mention again the vehicle batteries, because along with electronics, I don't think we put that together very often, but the accepting vehicle batteries, I know I got at least one friend out there that's going to take advantage of this. I'm sure there is more.
I have three that have between 40 and 60 batteries by themselves.
They do
a lot with vehicles. They don't want to have to pay for the battery. And so over the last 5 to 8 years, they've just taken the battery, set it out, and they happen to have a big barn, and there's 40, 50 batteries sitting there on a pallet in the corner of their barn.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for that to pile up and everything.
No, it doesn't take long at all. And for that one, I'll just say this company, when we go to deal with batteries, they're international there. Mm. We recycle those batteries overseas.
Hmm.
So this the company does a nice job.
Yeah.
And what I can still remember, I mean, this was part of our effort when folks want to talk about being green and so forth. That is a big deal for this company. Mm-hmm. Their goal is zero landfill.
Wow.
With everything that they touch and take
it. Yes, yeah.
Zero landfill. So making sure that everything is getting to a recycler that will take it back and bring it into a natural process, either reusable or to send somewhere else to be able to do something with.
It's a great company. I know a little bit about them. I'm going to do a lot more digging because it's a great company. And I really appreciate having you here, sir, to be able to kind of not only give us details of this, but to talk about the event. We have so many great nonprofits in our area. And in my position, I'm spoiled. I get to talk about these and hear about them all the time. But nobody does events like churches. Nobody does. And
true.
This is such a great example of it. Here's a great way of opportunity to help out Love Inc. while also helping out the community. It's the definition of win-win. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great, seeing the need coming from you with your background and everything and seeing the need for that, is that where the idea came from of combining these worlds?
Absolutely. Before I even took the position at Love Inc., I knew that Central Wisconsin did not have drop-off centers. Mm-hmm. It's totally void.
Yeah.
I was really looking into it. I didn't know I was going to be employed here.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was doing was just trying to help out the company to get up into Central Wisconsin. So we started back in February talking about these drop-off sites and where we could possibly go. And I went into the sales guy. He and I were teaming up on it. And since I was compliance, I work with the DNR grant side trying to collect these things. And then he's working in sales. What can we do as a company? And we're sitting down one day, and I just took a pin over Central Wisconsin, drew a circle. DNR had lined out where all the drop-off centers are, and there were no dots.
Wow.
For about an 80 to 120-mile radius starting from Stevens Point out. And there just aren't any in all of Wisconsin to be able to take these things. And I said, that's getting up into my area. I already live here. I said, I will help you out if you want to do a couple of events up there. Lo and behold, a month and a half later, I'm changing jobs and I'm going to be there. And I said, you know what? Would you guys come up and we do them for fundraisers all over. I said, would you guys come up and do a fundraiser for us? And my boss, a good Christian man, David Strange is his name, the owner of EED. And he's like, yep, we're on it. I mean, he didn't bat an eye twice, you know, and wants to be up here and working in the area.
I can't help myself, and maybe it's my mother in my ear, but I think of the Jewish proverb, there are no coincidences. The Great Junk Off Electronics Drop-Off event is happening Saturday, August 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot at 160 East Street in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 to 1. Hopefully you have more of these events. As you have touched on, sir, our area could use this.
Got some other things in the back of our mind, but this particular one, we also want to be mindful of other recyclers in the area and not wanting to step on their toes. This is primarily because of the drop-off and non-collecting of certain items in the area just to get them collected. But we don't want to interfere with their business. So we're not going to do it frequently, but just working on it.
It is nice not only to have the event, but also to bring awareness to that without the drop-off locations. I think that's something we're only getting more and more tech-heavy as we go forward here in time. It'll be interesting to see how that develops. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the time. We'll talk more before we wrap up, but I got to talk to Jan. I've had her sitting here, and Jan, thank you so much for being here today. Do you mind if we switch gears just a little bit and talk a little about the thrift store?
Sure, and what I'd like to do is make a quick connection, if I may.
Please.
I saw out in social media there were a couple posts where people said they heard they could drop their electronics off at the thrift store, and we just don't have room to take them and store them for them. So they will have to go to the event at Emmanuel on the 19th.
There's not much worse than bringing something somewhere and having to bring it right back.
I know.
dot your I's, cross your T's before you're putting this stuff in the vehicle and dragging it out and everything, everybody. And especially with the amount of things you guys already have on your plate over there. real quick, for those that don't know, the thrift store, if I have this right,
right, Jan, is mainly run by volunteers. Or a lot of volunteers.
Completely by volunteers.
It is completely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't give them more work. I mean, these volunteers, people, they'll be bringing your refrigerator down there or something.
Thank you, yes.
But what can you take to the thrift store?
We take many of the normal things you would expect, mm-hmm. of course, clothing items, housewares. We are taking furniture. But I do ask that they give us a call, and our number is 715-315-4689. I did have to write that down.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Yeah.
and make an appointment, and just so we have enough people in the store that can go over. We have a storage facility very close to us, and we can take the furniture in there.
For people that don't know much about this, the store, can we tell them the location, the hours, some of the details of it?
Absolutely. We're on the corner of the expressway and Chase Street, and we're in the other side of the Accurate Automotive Building. Right now, we're only there from Wednesday to Saturday because, again, we're staffed by volunteers.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of them, and we're there from 10 to 5, except Saturday. We all leave at 3.
Good. good on you. Good on you. It's a weekend. It's a Saturday.
There you go.
I know that you guys would like to be open longer, and we hope that you are able to one day, but I think that it's marvelous that you're open as much as you. I think you're open quite a bit, actually, for given how this the shop is run and stuff. Mm-hmm. I give you a lot of credit to you and the team over there able to do that. That's pretty cool.
Appreciate that.
And I know you may know this just as well as I've learned, Jan, but I am not a, I mean, look at how I'm dressed, especially compared to the past year here. This man looks like 10s for 10. I'm coming in sloppily dressed, it looks, seems like. I don't know fashion, but one thing that I have known from younger people and talking to my students and everything, thrift stores are in now. Like, this is where a lot of people get their gear, get their clothes nowadays. That's the fashion. That's like one of the trends is going to thrift stores and finding clothing, and that's mm-hmm. what you're wearing the first day of school, that kind of thing. Which is kind of cool, just as a side note. I think that's awesome that that's a trend. But this is another great opportunity for the thrift store and places like it to be able to resell some of these items while also putting back into the community.
Well, that's for sure. And when I see something on the counters, I'm checking someone out. Quite often I have to ask the question. And I had a teenage girl in who bought 4 very large men's sweaters. And I said, so who are you shopping for today? She was with her mother, and she said, she wears those. So that's the new thing. Yeah. They wear them as a dress with leggings underneath. And that was new for me.
Yeah, me too. But more power to them. You know, more power to them. Especially because these items that you purchase from there, again, goes right, 100% goes right back into Love, Inc. and goes into what they do for our community.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so as you know, and maybe not all the listeners do, we partner with 19 churches. Emmanuel is one of those who is so generously giving us their area for the electronics drive. Mm-hmm. And those churches come together to meet the needs of those in our community.
Yeah. And you know, our one of the things that I appreciate and love so much about this, especially in this area and with our churches, these great people, these churches, they don't ask you, well, what denomination are you before we help you? Nope. Mm-hmm. No. Are you a human being? Do you need help? We're here. Like, that is beautiful to me. Coming from my background and everything, I cannot champion that enough. I think that is so cool. And Love, Inc. is a real essence of that, is it really brings that together quite literally. If people are interested in dropping off items at the thrift store, what kind of items can they drop off and how, you know, the condition of those?
Okay, but the community has been so generous. I can't thank everyone enough. There's been so many wonderful things donated to us. So now, because of that, we're at the point that we're offering, as one of my fellow volunteers says, the best of the best. So we ask for things that are clean and in working order. You know, things like books go, home decor. One lady is moving. She's bringing all her plants in. We'll have a plant sale one of these days.
Nice. So very cool. Very cool.
We want to get creative and work with our donors as well because I feel like we have 3 groups that we're serving. We're serving the community by giving them the best of the best at very fair prices. We're serving our donors by being a place and we're serving our volunteers by giving them a place.
Yeah, well said, Jen. Yeah. One more time, the hours and the location of the thrift store.
Okay, we are on the corner of the Riverview Expressway and Chase Street. We're there Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 3. And if I may mention, mm-hmm. our Facebook page is Love It Again.
Mm-hmm. Jan, one more thing. If people are interested in helping out volunteer-wise, maybe even being a part of things over there, mm-hmm. Can they do that? And who do they contact?
They can contact me. I'm at the store most days. And if I'm not there, whoever's there will give them an application, and we'll get together and talk about where they want to serve.
Excellent. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate the time. Sir Eric, if people are we looking for volunteers for the junk electronics drop-off? Do we still need some hands on deck for that?
Am I glad you asked? Love Inc. runs on volunteers for everything. Mm-hmm. Love It Again, the thrift store, runs on volunteers mm-hmm. for everything. We will always say, oh, do you want to help us out and volunteer? Mm-hmm. Come on in. Yeah. We'll accept the help. We really do need some healthy backs for August 19th, mm-hmm. what we're going to do there. Because the faster that we can unload the cars as people bring things in, the more poundage we get. And yeah. as I said, we make money by the poundage. And yeah, so we want to be able to get through that and unload cars as quickly as possible. For the volunteers that are there, we can offer them this. A thank you, a sincere thank you. We'll feed you a brat and have some water and Gatorade. So we'll take care of you that way, too.
Yeah, good enough for me. Especially how many of us have helped a friend move and they say they're going to get pizza and they never do. You guys come through, though. Yeah, that's good enough reason.
We will have it there. Yeah. We will have it there.
Encourage you to reach out to Love Inc. If you're interested in volunteering, if you're interested in finding out more or being a part of things, you can reach them at 424-5683. That's 424-5683. Also encourage you to bookmark their webpage, loveincswc.org, loveincswc.org. And the junk electronic drop-off, Saturday, August 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church parking lot here in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 to 1. Have a great event and come back real soon, you guys. It's good to talk with you.
As often as you invite us, I will be back.
Thank
Looking
you
forward
much.
To it. Thank you both. Well, a more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Do you have questions about how to keep your kids safe on the internet? The Marshfield Police want to help. They're giving a presentation at the Marshfield Public Library on Tuesday, August 15th. Joanne Greenlee is one of the organizers of the Parent and Caregiver series.
We want to know what to watch for, what we can safeguard against to keep everyone safe.
The meeting starts at 6 on Tuesday. Greenlee said, with tech constantly changing, having guidance to learn current internet trends is the best way to keep you and your family safe.
Always keeping abreast of sort of what the pitfalls could be is a really good idea for anyone, but especially for parents.
The meeting is August 15th at 6 p.m. at the Marshfield Public Library. The Rafters take on the Green Bay Rockers at Witterfield tonight in their last two games of the regular season. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 59, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 11th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And I have in studio with me, thanks to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, and a big shout-out to them, I have John Kronmacher with us. John, did I get that right?
Yeah, Kromenacher.
Kromenacher. Thank you. I should know that. I've been in this town long enough. I've heard that name before. John, thank you very much for being here. And Christina Sering. Ah, Christina, thank you very much for being here. Both of you are here today to talk a bit, little baseball, Wisconsin Rapids Red Hawks Baseball Club, to be specific. I can't wait to get into the tournament coming up. Want to talk more about that. I should journalistically mention right away, I love baseball. I love talking sports. Thank you, Pam, and the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau for setting this up, because we haven't gotten to talk to you guys enough. I'm so happy to have you on our station, to just be able to talk some Red Hawks with you guys. So thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having us.
I'd like to start off talking a little bit about the team's history and the origin story of this. We don't have to go too far back for that, so that's nice, especially not having the greatest memory sometimes. So
the Rapids Red Hawks, this is our second season now. And so pretty much we pick up ball players from a 30-mile radius. They can be college ball players if we have them on the team. A Northwoods team can actually ask them to come up and play in the Northwoods with them. Hmm. So last year, we lost one ball player to the Rafters. Hmm. This year, we had two ball players that went to the Wausau Woodchucks. Hmm. So it gives players an opportunity to better their game all summer long and hopefully go on even farther in their baseball career. So, and pretty much like a couple of years ago, all the ball players from around this area, from Rapids, Nakusa, they went to the Marshall Chaparrals to play. Mm-hmm. It was probably about four seasons ago, they had six ball players, good ball players from around this area that went to the Chaparrals. And during that season, three of them went to the Northwoods.
Nice.
So it gives players an opportunity to go further their career in baseball, too. In fact, one of those ball players is actually playing for a Major League Baseball draft team, and he's from Nakusa, Cade Lancour. So,
yeah, yeah.
So it, there's a lot of possibilities out there for players. And not having a ball field here in Rapids before, you know, this opened up baseball to, like, Adams Friendship, you know, and more Plover ball players and Point and Nakusa. So
this really gets its essence, that ball, that new ball area being brought into the community and opening up, that gave us the opportunity for this, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The Rapids Area Sports Complex was a pivotal piece of us being able to build the team together, you know, being able to bring it to Wisconsin Rapids and have a home field that we could play on and not compete with the Rafters at Witter Field when they have, you know, lots of home games going on there and lots of activities. So that complex really gave us this opportunity. So, you know, when John approached me and decided, you know, we think we can do this, we think we can have a team, we built it. And launched in 2022, it was our first season, and we fielded a team of 20 guys and had a great season. So we were really, really excited to do
Somebody
that.
Write this down. I just thought of a really good line. If you build it, they will come. Somebody write that down. No. Is that where this really got started, Johnny? This idea you bring to Christina, is that how this really, this origin came from?
Yeah. So I started digging around. You know, it took a while to get, you know, I wanted to make sure there was ball players, you know, willing to do this. So, you know, I had two nephews playing for the Marshall Chaparral. So, so pretty much after one of their games, too, you know, I asked them, I pulled one of them aside and I asked him, I says, so how do you like playing for the Marshall Chaparrals? I told him, he says, this is great. He says, this is fun. I says, because I played for the Chaparrals back in 1988, so I know what kind of program they had. So, yeah, and when he said, too, that, yeah, this is fun, I says, too bad we didn't have a team like this in Rapids. And he says, yeah, it'd be nice. So I asked him, too. I says, hey, so you would actually play for a team in Rapids if we had a team? He says, yes. So I told him, too. I says, tell you what, all I need is a name and a phone number, and I'll get the ball rolling. And, you know, this is how far we came. And then Christina joined, which was a great asset to our program.
Hmm. It's so, I don't ever want to get to a point in life where we normalize this stuff. That is so dang cool to me. Like, this comes from that simple conversation, that idea, and look where we are a couple years later. That's just amazing. And
it is a lot of work. It definitely does take a lot of people and a lot of work to make it happen.
I wanted to make sure I right away preface that, Christine. I don't want to make it sound like this just happened like that or something like that.
Right.
A big thank you to the people that worked so hard to make this happen, both of yourselves and I'm sure many others. Along the way that helped get it to this point. You saw a need there, John, too, that I think is important in this area as just as well around the country. Again, journalistically, should mention, my father was a minor league hockey player for the Blackhawks. My early years of life are memories of him on the ice rink trying to make a career happen. And if it wasn't there, it was at Windy City Boxing, being a minor league boxer. I know how hard it can be to chase a dream down, even as an actor, and chasing that down and stuff. Giving opportunities to people, the more opportunities, the better. You know, there's a phrase in hockey of peppering the net. I feel that way about this. The more opportunities we can give to these athletes to chase that dream down, the better. There's no downside to this. Whether it is them individually joining these leagues or it is us as fans and a community and taking them in. Certainly for people like yourself, John, or these athletes chasing that dream, John. That's the one goal, if not the main goal, of their lives in many ways. But as a community, the economic impact this has is felt almost instantly. Is that how you found it, Chrissy?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the community was a big part of what we wanted to bring into this. And one of John's ideas from the very beginning was being able to include the community at our games and get people excited to come to the games, watch these players who are still having fun playing the game of baseball well after their high school years. And so we do make it a point we invite charities to come and raise money through 50-50 raffles, and that helps bring in more community members who maybe even aren't baseball fans but come to support their local organization. So we want to give back as much as we get from the community. We're giving back, and kudos to John for having that idea from the very beginning. And I think probably 8-10 organizations that we've already helped at our games, and the community has been just very, very supportive of this team. We really do appreciate it.
This area loves baseball, and it goes way back. You guys may know this better than me. I'm a transplant. I got here about 20-some years ago and everything, but even I know the history of the Twins minor league team playing over at Winterfield, and we've certainly our high school baseball teams we follow religiously. We are very attached to those. I don't know a lot of communities this size that could support two different teams, let alone this and a hockey team. But man, do we. We really do. It's impressive to me, not only the way that organizations will sponsor this, but the town itself will go to game after game after game in that. It's pretty cool to see as somebody who's been here a long enough time to see this area grow and have these things. I used to play, with my friends over at Winterfield and over in that area before it was a park and stuff itself. And now to see major teams playing there, that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome with that. When it comes to the future of this league, what are the hopes with that? Where are we hoping that this goes? Or is the sky the limit? We're just hoping that we keep getting young athletes coming here wanting to play and keep doing this 20, 30, 40 years down the line. Is that kind of the goal? Or is there bigger goals or just goals in general that we don't know about?
Yeah, we keep trying to make this program better and better. Mm-hmm. We've come a long way in 2 years. There's always that vision of, like when you're watching a ball game going, boy, they should have did this. They should have did that too, when this baseball started happening too, all of a sudden that reality came, I had my chance to do what I wanted.
Yeah.
So, and like Christina said too, bringing in charities. So we raised in 2 years, $7,800 for charities in 2 years.
Wow.
And then we do entertainment on the field for kids. Yeah. So we have a kid come out, throw a pitch, hit a ball off the tee and run around the bases.
Yeah.
You see the smiles on the kids' faces, they just, they get a blast, get a blast out of that. In the fifth inning, we had another game called Three Strikes and You're Out. A gentleman won a $650 pot. That game was sponsored by Compass Electric. And then we do a cheese batter, thanks to Christina and her smarts over there. We have a cheese batter. So anytime the cheese batter strikes out in the seventh inning, we run cheese curds half price, and that's during the regular season.
Nothing more Wisconsin than cheese curds and half price, right?
Absolutely. And nobody does promotions better than baseball teams. No. I love baseball promotions. No. It's awesome. John, if you don't mind, go ahead.
In my history of baseball, too, you know, you talk about Witter Field. I played high school ball, for Lincoln High School. I played Legion ball. So, my history goes back a long ways. Mm-hmm. My two nephews, they pitch for UW Point. So, in the Kromenacker family, there's a lot of history in baseball. I played for the Eau Claire Blue Goals, and I played for the Marshall Chaparral. So the history for the Kromenacker family, it goes way back.
Yeah,
so.
And I imagine you're not alone. A lot of local families, a lot of ties to this area, love that baseball and have a connection to it. It makes me ask all the more, sir, and I don't want to pry. I don't want to ask anything you're not comfortable with, but we are talking pregame, and you shared something with me that I think is really noteworthy to the members of this league. Now, you're the manager, correct? Of the team?
The GM, yeah.
GM of the team and everything. That's a cool position. That seems like, oh, wow, that John must really enjoy doing that. But that's not your only gig. This is the fun part-time gig almost.
Yep. So I work at the Nakusa Mill, so I work from 6:30 to 3 o'clock. So when there's a home game, I get done with work at 3 o'clock, and the next thing you know, I go home for a little bit, and I'm right at the ballpark, setting everything up, getting everything ready, and hopefully making everything excellent experience for all the fans. And one thing about what I do, you meet so many great people in this community. Mm-hmm. Looking for gift cards that we raffle off in between innings, looking for all kinds of sponsors. It's something, and when you go out in public and you see these people, they come up to me and ask me how baseball's doing, and every time at like a home baseball game, I'm always talking to people. And in fact, we just had a new fan. They played our three strikes and you're out game. First time they were at a game, they won that, won the jackpot. It was only $100 because somebody won it the game previous. But boy, she had a smile on her face, and if you go to our website for the Rapids Red Hawks, you can see some of the smiles on people's faces.
You're so right. Yeah. And there's something about winning stuff, even if it was $10. You just lose your mind. You're so excited to win. That's a great feeling. I appreciate you sharing that, John, because I want people to understand when you're taking in these games and you're supporting these teams in the Dairyland League and all that, especially specifically our Red Hawks. It isn't like when you're watching the Brewers or White Sox or something like that, the paid professional athletes where this is their main gig. And everybody that you're seeing out there has other things that they're doing, other gigs that pull on them. And I generally think that it makes people even want to see you guys more than maybe a major league team or something like that. Excuse me, the relatability that we have with these athletes as opposed to maybe the majors or something like that, I think is just a connection, like an immediate connection where we, pull for these teams already. Being, I'm a big homer, so I pull for all my home teams and all that. So there's already that. But then you pull them in even more with the idea of, well, they're just like me. They're not that different than me. They could probably hit a fastball a lot better than I can, but we come from very similar backgrounds, and that makes you root even harder and stronger and cheer even louder and want to get to more games. I find that to be, I don't know, I love pro sports, but the older I get, the more I love things like this, leagues like this. It pulls me in even more to the game. When it comes to the team name, where did that come from? I'm a little curious about that, if you don't mind, before we start talking tournament and everything.
Well, it took me a long time. It took me at least 2 weeks. I wanted to do something with red. So, I had all kinds of names, and every time I kept thinking of something, I went on the website to see if there was a team that was had that name. So it was like, and when I saw something, with, like Red Robin, that's Anigo, and so I just kept thinking and writing names down, and next thing you know, I came up Rapids Red Hawks, and I was like, God, that's a pretty bird.
That's a good one.
I looked around to see if anybody was called the Red Hawks, and I was like, I didn't see anything. And then next thing you know, we get a ball player that played for Ripon. And he goes, we're called the Rippin' Red Hawks. So it's like, it was just,
it's bound to happen.
Yeah, it's a good name. Let's be honest. At this point, trying to create a team, an original team name, is pretty hard. It's like coming up with an original superhero. Like, they're all taken. It's tough.
It's
a great name, and it fits this area so well. And I can't help myself as a fellow Lincoln alum, the area that it's in and having the Red Raiders, and I like the connection. I personally like that connection right there. A little biased, but I like the connection. It also fits this area, but it also fits you players, I think, too. The athletes that are on the field. It's a very fitting name. I like it. Nicely done.
Thank you.
When it comes to people out there listening that may want to be involved in this, being a player, maybe being a volunteer, maybe a future sponsor, is there somewhere where we can direct them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have two really main places where we encourage people to follow. Our website is rapidsredhawks.com. And then, of course, Facebook. I mean, Facebook is still a really great place to share information. Yeah. And we get, you know, we share lots of updates there about our games, about the upcoming season, about tryouts for players. As you were saying before, this connection to the players and kind of seeing that they're just like you. We've actually had a number of people who are fans that came and tried out for us the next season. So they got the opportunity to see that it could be them out on the field. We encourage anyone who's interested in still playing ball at an amateur level to come and try out for us. So that'll be posted on Facebook. Volunteers, any organization, you probably know this, any organization that runs on volunteers is always looking for more. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always could use the help. So volunteers and then sponsors. I mean, we thank our sponsors at every game, on our website, on Facebook. The community has really come behind the Red Hawks in a really, really big way. And so we really do appreciate all of the small businesses and Wisconsin Rapids area businesses that support us. And so anybody interested in sponsoring, we appreciate that. And we welcome them to reach out. So Facebook, Facebook Messenger, the website has a contact us page. Obviously, if you know John personally, you can get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Just reach out. We're excited to involve more people.
I appreciate that, Christina. Thank you. And we'll get that information out there again before we wrap up.
Yeah, and so we're looking for ball players 18 and older. Mm-hmm. So last year, our oldest ball player is 41.
Nice.
So, and some of these teams that play in this amateur baseball, there's players in their 40s. Mm-hmm. There's a few of them, not a lot, but they're even in their 50s. So if you love baseball, we'd love to have you.
I'm going to warn you right now, with my father being in his mid to late 60s, he can't get out there, so he's going to be pushing me to. I'm 46, man. I don't know if I belong out there, but I'm just warning you right now that if you ever need a leadoff hitter or something, let me know. Let's talk tournament. The WBA regional tournament is August 11th through the 13th. It kicks off today. What should people know about this great tournament coming to the Rapids Area Sports Complex?
This is going to be 12 teams. Mm-hmm. Most sites only host 6. So, in fact, this is an opportunity for Rapids to see some great baseball. These are some of the top teams. So they're all ranked. So they only start off with 36 teams.
Okay.
And you'll get an opportunity to see college ball players from Point, from Whitewater. They'll be all over the place. Eau Claire, Stout, So you'll get to see some quality baseball, good pitching. You'll get to see some of these older gentlemen, too. When you see these old guys out there, they're good, And when they're playing against young guys, these young guys, they might look at them and say, hey, look at this old guy. But these old guys might show you up.
Boy, you made me one of my favorite pitchers of all time, Nolan Ryan. And you made me think of Nolan Ryan pitching at his last games and stuff, and still like throwing 100 mil about just past 20-year-olds, and they're just baffled. You're right.
Yes.
Baseball's an equalizer when it comes to age. It so is. It's such it's a great one. It's one of those another baseball reference, Satchel Paige. Age doesn't matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. It fits baseball. It really does.
It really does.
it's a fun tournament to bring all these teams together and all this talent together. For us as fans of baseball, we get to take all this in. And if you're in the central Wisconsin area, you don't have to travel 2 hours to Milwaukee or Madison or something like that to see it. We got it right here in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is pretty cool. What is the schedule like of games? Are they going back to back quite a bit? I see that there are two different sites for this.
Yeah, there's two fields, so it kicks off tonight. The first game at 7:30. Because of the Rapids Area Sports Complex having two baseball fields, we can run two games at a time. So one kicks off at 7:30, one kicks off at 8 tonight. And then throughout the weekend, so Saturday, games start at 12:30, running into the evening, and then Sunday at the same start time, 12:30. So two games tonight. Six games tomorrow and four games on Sunday. Oh. So it's a lot of baseball. You can come and watch the Red Hawks play tonight. So yeah. The homestand is tonight at 7:30 on the North Field. Rapids Area Sports Complex is over on, for those that don't know, it's on the Lincoln High School property behind the hockey rink. And full concessions, you know, some great baseball and beer sales, you know, everything, 50-50 raffles. Come and enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
I do hope the weather holds out.
Admission is $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under, they're free.
Gosh. You guys, that's so reasonable. I'm sorry. I'm being very, very professional here, but that is so reasonable. That is so cool of you guys to offer tickets like that. Was that intentional? A lower ticket price?
The WBA helps us kind of guide us on what's a reasonable price to charge for a regional tournament like this. So it's kind of standard procedure. I know you know the Legion programs, baseball programs tend to charge about the same, $5 to $7 per person. So we think it's reasonable, and we think you get to see a lot of really great baseball for that price.
Yeah.
And kids, if you're looking to make some money, foul balls, we do give half dollars.
Oh, cool. Oh,
so that's awesome. Not two quarters, half dollars.
Half dollars. Well, that's even better. I like that. Oh, I don't mind, especially I've got you here, sir. I have to do this a little bit. Just previewing the game tonight, Rapids Red Hawks, 7:30, taking on the La Crosse 35ers. God, I love minor league baseball names. I just want to take a second. The best names in sports are minor league sports teams, minor league baseball teams. They really are. You guys are an 8 seed. They are a 32 seed. Anything that we can tell the audience as a preview for the game coming up tonight? Do we know the starting pitchers, anything like that?
The starting pitcher for Rapids Red Hawks will be Carson Klaus.
Okay.
So he's Adams Friendship native. Okay. So he did get redshirted. He was a pitcher for Madison Tech, so he got redshirted this last season. So it, you know, like I said too, this betters his game. So when he goes back to college, you know, so throws hard. So
yeah. It's and we don't want to, in case the other team's listening, we don't want to give them too much of a scouting report. Nicely done. But as far as that goes, so much of baseball, you know better than I do, is scouting, is really reading up on the other team and everything. I imagine it's got to be a little harder in this league to be able to do that. The information just is, there isn't as much of it and everything. Does that make it a little fun, or does it make it a little more competitive, do you think, for the game?
Well, it's challenging. You know, like so La Crosse 35ers, I do know they have a league that for 35 and year old ball players.
Yeah,
so I think that's, you know, where they got their name from.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
So I know at one time they had an excellent team, but that was a few years back. So you know, this is all, you know, you got to come out and play some good ball.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take for granted that they're a 32 seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you know, same thing happened with us last year. We had an opportunity and we played against a 22 seed. You know, and we were number one. So it's, and we didn't come out on top on that one. But you know, that's why you don't take any of these teams for granted.
Right.
You haven't seen them play, and you know. You know, they might have something, you know, a really good pitcher, or some excellent hitters. They might have be on top of their game tomorrow night.
I find that so exciting, and I wish all sports were like this. I wish all sports, like, you had no idea who your opponent was. You just show up and, oh okay, I'm playing that team today, I guess. I think that's a lot of fun, especially as a fan. You go into this, and there's a number of things that pull you in, but boy, sports fans love spontaneity, love not knowing what can happen. Last last thing we want to do is be able to predict the outcome. Right. You have no idea with these games. And every one of these games are like that. So, I mean, Absolutely. That is it's a really exciting weekend, you guys. This is nice. This is a good one.
Be fun.
I have to apologize. You did too good of a job. You have to come back. You have to come back with us. We've got a sports show, Playmakers, I want you on. And I want to get familiar with their faces and bring you guys back as much as possible. Thank you for the time. A big thank you to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau for setting this up for us and everything. Please tell the players, your staff, your team, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll see you guys real soon.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you for having
us. Thank
you.
Thank you for the time.
Okay.
Again, the information, find more information and reach out to them at rapidsredhawks.com. That's rapidsredhawks.com. And be sure to like and subscribe to their Facebook page. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR Wisconsin.